It looks serious. We're talking about Boeing. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 9th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, some high-profile legal issues for ChatGPT and other AI developers. Speaking of legal issues, we have an NRA update and a story about a man who claimed he was selling a walking stick that was used by Queen Elizabeth on eBay. But, yeah, there's a but. The World Bank says global financial troubles are ahead. We've got some layoff news coming out of San Francisco. For the interview, an amazing story that we thought was going to be hyper-local but turned out to be national, if not global. Gail Brubaker from the West Des Moines, Iowa Historical Society is in. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Want to reach us on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Since an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet had a serious malfunction with what is being called a door plug that flew off of the aircraft at 16,000 feet with 171 passengers on board, we are now learning that United Airlines has found some of their MAX 9s are also faulty. Both Alaska and United Airlines have canceled hundreds of flights until each plane can undergo a complete inspection. The findings of investigators and the airlines are ratcheting up pressure on Boeing to address concerns that have grown since the terrifying fuselage blowout on Friday night. The company, which has had problems with various planes over the years, pledged to help address any and all findings that airlines make during their inspections of MAX 9 jets. The Associated Press is reporting that the interior of the plane suffered extensive damage, but pilots were able to return to Portland and land safely. Officials say there were no serious injuries among the 171 passengers and 6 crew members. The lost door panel, by the way, was found Sunday near Portland in the backyard of a schoolteacher's home. National Transportation Safety Board officials said it will be sent to the agency's lab in Washington, D.C. for detailed study that might help pinpoint why the door plug broke loose. Wall Street had an ugly day and closed mixed as the Dow snapped a 3-day winning streak. Meanwhile, oil gained a bit on the day, and we'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The future of ChatGPT and other AI developers may be decided in federal court. The AP is reporting that a barrage of high-profile lawsuits in a New York federal court will test the future of ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence products that wouldn't be so eloquent had they not ingested huge troves of copyrighted human works. But are AI chatbots, in this case, widely commercialized products made by OpenAI and its business partner Microsoft, breaking copyright and fair competition laws? Professional writers and media outlets will face a difficult fight to win that argument in court. One lawsuit comes from the New York Times, another from a group of well-known novelists such as John Grisham and George R.R. Martin, a third from best-selling nonfiction writers, including an author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning biography on which the hit movie Oppenheimer was based. Stay tuned. Hey, as long as we're talking about court action, here's an update on the proceedings regarding the NRA lavish spending and more situation. The AP is reporting that a National Rifle Association lawyer acknowledged in court that some former executives and outside vendors may have ripped off the influential gun rights group with lavish spending and self-dealing. But in an opening statement at a New York civil trial scrutinizing the organization's leadership and finances, Sarah Rogers questioned why the NRA is being forced to defend itself when it's also a victim and could end up reaping millions of dollars in restitution. Rogers told jurors, quote, "There can be no question that some individuals, some executives, an ad agency, a travel agent, betray the NRA's mission," end quote. It was the first of several opening statements by lawyers representing the NRA defendants, including its longtime head, Wayne LaPierre, who is resigning as of January 31. LaPierre is accused of charging the organization more than $11 million for private jet flights, despite the NRA's policy of only covering the cost of coach class airfare. Lawyers said the charter flights were a security requirement because he was receiving death threats, and that others in the organization, including the late actor and former NRA president Charlton Heston, flew on private jets. LaPierre is also accused of taking lucrative gifts from people doing business with the NRA, including trips to the Bahamas, Greece, Dubai, and India, and stays on a 108-foot yacht from a marketing firm that had $135 million in contracts with the NRA. More of that stay tuned message. From our You Can't Make This Stuff Up department, a man in Great Britain has been sentenced for fraud. Why? He tried to sell what he described as a walking stick used by the late Queen Elizabeth II. Drew Marshall from Hampshire in southern England claimed he was a senior footman at the Windsor Castle, and the proceeds from the sale of the antler walking stick would go to cancer research. The auction had reached $686 before he canceled the listing after learning police had launched an investigation. He was found guilty of fraud by false misrepresentation at a Southampton magistrate's court and sentenced to a 12-month community order. According to a new report from the World Bank, the global economy will experience its worst half-decade of economic growth in 30 years. Investor Place News is reporting that the organization recently released its Global Economic Prospects Report, in which it made a number of predictions for the world economy over the next several years. Such as global growth is expected to slow for the third straight year in 2024, falling to 2.4% from 2.6% just last year. Growth is then projected to rise to 2.7% in 2025. So what's going on to cause some of this downward turn for the global economy? The organization cites a number of global headwinds, collectively leading to weaker growth. Factor in Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the conflict in the Middle East. The report also said while developed countries in North America, Europe, and Central Asia are expected to experience slowed growth due to the China-related roadblocks, developing economies are expected to undergo the brunt of the slowdown. We shall see. Speaking of down, it was a down day on Wall Street as investors wait for some upcoming inflation news. The Dow fell by 157 points to close at 37,527. The Nasdaq gained 13 points but came off session highs to end the trade at 14,857. And the S&P 500 fell by 7 points to 47.56. West Texas Intermediate crude gained back some of its recent losses, up by $1.46 to $72.23 a barrel. And the 10-year Treasury yield bounced up to 4.015% at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about more layoffs at Unity Software. The company reset continues at Unity Software. The San Francisco-based firm said it will lay off about 1,800 employees, a quarter of its workforce, by the end of March. According to Reuters, the latest round of job cuts follows three others within the past year. Unity tried to raise its fees last fall, but was met with strong resistance from developers and revised the pricing system. Interim CEO Jim Whitehurst said the current restructuring is aimed at, quote, long-term success and profitability, end quote. That's a wrap, but make sure you click ahead for an interesting history lesson that has deep roots in the abolitionist movement of the 1800s. And the focus is on West Des Moines, Iowa. My guest is Gail Brubaker, and I promise you, this is quite the story.